This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The filing of nominations for the first phase of Lok Sabha elections, along with assembly polls in two northeastern states, will end this evening. In Bihar, the last date for filing of papers for parliamentary elections is tomorrow. 102 Lok Sabha seats in 17 states and 4 union territories, along with 32 assembly constituencies in Sikkim and 60-member House of Arunachal Pradesh, will go to polls on the 19th of next month. Among states going to polls in a single phase for the Lok Sabha polls are Tamil Nadu, Arunachal Pradesh, Meghalaya, Mizoram, Nagaland, Sikkim, Lakshadweep, Andaman and Nicobar Islands, and Puducherry. The scrutiny of nominations will take place tomorrow. The last day for the withdrawal of candidates is Saturday. In Bihar, the scrutiny of nominations will be done on the 30th of this month, and the last date for withdrawal of candidates is the 2nd of next month. Several prominent candidates across the country are filing the nominations for the first phase of Lok Sabha polls on the last day today. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Nitin Gadkari filed his papers for Nagpur Lok Sabha constituency in Maharashtra today. In Sikkim, incumbent Chief Minister and ruling Sikkim Krantikari Morcha, SKM, leader Prem Singh Tamang and former Chief Minister of Sikkim Democratic Front, SDF leader Pawan Kumar Chamling filed the papers today. The notification for the second phase of Lok Sabha elections will be issued tomorrow. 89 seats in 13 states and union territories will go to polls in this phase on the 26th of next month. Shiv Sena UBT has announced a list of 17 candidates for Lok Sabha elections in Maharashtra. Party has again given opportunity to a sitting MP, Arvind Sawan from South Mumbai, Rajan Vichare from Thane, Vinayak Rawat from Ratnagiri, Sindhudurg, Om Prakash Nimbalkar from Osmanabad and Sanjay Jadhav from Parbhani. But his alliance partner Congress has expressed displeasure over announcement of candidates from some of Mumbai's constituency and Sangli seat. The Press Information Bureau has started a microsite pib.gov.in/elect2024/index.aspx, having several features as one-stop facilitation portal for media persons reporting for general elections. The portal has characteristics like a digital flip book, which encompasses various interesting analytics and data-rich features. The media persons can utilize this information for writing the articles. Union Minister and BJP leader Anurag Thakur has said that by abrogating Article 370 and 35A, the Narendra Modi government has opened the path of development in Jammu and Kashmir. Mr. Thakur was talking to media at Jhajjar Kotli in Jammu today. He said Jammu and Kashmir has seen tremendous development in every field in the last 10 years of NDA rule. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge today criticized the Modi government on the issue of unemployment. In a social media post quoting the International Labour Organization's report, Mr. Kharge said 83% of jobless Indians are youth and only 17.5% of youth in rural areas are engaged in regular work. Air Chief Marshal V.R. Chaudhary has said that Balakot-like operations have shown that given the political will, aerospace power can be effectively carried out beyond enemy lines. Mr. Chaudhary said this in his inaugural address at the 15th Jumbo Majumdar International Seminar on Aerospace Power and Future Conflicts in New Delhi today. In Chhattisgarh, 6 Maoists, including 2 female rebels, were killed in a gun battle with security forces in the tribal Bastar division today. A joint team of CRPF, Cobra Battalion and District Reserve Guard was on a search operation in the jungles of Basaguda area of Bijapur district when the gunfight ensued. India has beaten rest of the Asian markets by attracting the highest foreign funds flow in March. Foreign institutional investors, FIIs, pumped $3.63 billion into Indian equities in the biggest buying binge since December 2023. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad will take on Mumbai Indians in Hyderabad this evening. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. Both the teams are aiming for the first victory in the tournament. And that is the end of this news bulletin.